And what about
that would be country to me.
To become ill with a cold, do you say?
Catch cold.
The stuff that collects in a cut that gets infected.
Pus.
And a place where people are buried.
Well, in the country it's a graveyard, in the city it's a cemetery. Just play it straight.
This disease that turns your skin yellow.
Burying ground, I guess, but I've never really...
Mm-hmm.
I think that's from literature. Go ahead.
What about...
itch? Rash?
What no, it turns your skin yellow.
Jaundice.
And...
what else could... How else is it pronounced? Right?
Well, it's called janders some places. I've never heard that from an old fella.
And here. Chiggers are chiggers, although there's 14 ways to spell it. Go ahead.
What does the word jilted mean to you?
Abandoned by a lover.
Does it mean...
Probably after engagement, though.
Mm. It doesn't mean then simply, you wouldn't use it if you say a young man asks the girl to marry him and she says no.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't say she jilted him then if she says no.
You know, I don't
think I ever used the word
or heard it. I think that's a word that came to me from literature, see. But I may have heard it, I'm not sure. But I think jilted meant... Well, I just don't know.
Mm. Well, what would you, what would you say the girl did if she refused to, if she said no to the...
I think that's what I'd say, what you're saying. She said no, she turned him down. But I don't think I would have thought jilted meant, I think it was a pretty, it had gone a long way before he jilted him, but maybe not. But I didn't use the term.
Yeah.
I never used it.
Have you ever heard the term chivalry around here?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And what about the expression meaning to stay out of school when you're not supposed to?
Played hooky.
Place where the train comes in.
The station, although it could be depot.
And a place where the fire engines are, fire trucks.
Firehouse. I don't think it's engine house, but it might be fire.
Do you say streetcar or trolley?
Originally streetcar.
And a house that is supposed to have ghosts in it?
It's haunted.
Then
by affectation, it's a haunted house or something. Hence, but that's a mature affectation. It's haunted. I think.
What about sleds?
Sleds.
I want to get a term here that means to jump on the sled on your stomach.
Well, I heard it called a belly whopper, but I think it was way after. I just don't know.
If you bring your foot down on the floor real hard, you say
stomp.
And another way of saying to escort. To escort her home.
Took her home.
All right. A sort of slang expression, slang word meaning the same thing as carry, except usually meaning to carry something heavy.
Old country people would say tote.
You ever heard pack?
Pack? Yeah. I wouldn't have used it, but I heard it.
What would you say? Say, I what the suitcase all the way down to the station.
Carried it.
All right.
You asked me what I would say, don't you see?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I'm probably more city than country.
All right. What about, did you, do you remember much about playing marbles